Welcome in. In this lesson, we're going to flip a shuffle and keep the mix breathing, which is a huge skill if you want that jungle, old school DNB, rollers, or darker halftime adjacent vibe without choking your headroom. Because here's the trap. Shuffle feels amazing when the break is moving, the hats are talking, the ghost notes are dancing, and the snare is snapping. But if you just keep stacking layers and turning things up, the mix gets smaller, not bigger. The limiter starts working too hard, the sub loses authority, and suddenly the groove that felt raw and alive turns into a flattened mess. So the goal here is not simply to make the drums louder. The goal is to make the edit smarter. Let's start with a source break. Load a break with some natural swing or shuffle, an amen-style loop, a funk break, or a chopped loop with character. Put it on an audio track, and loop two bars so you can really hear the groove cycle. Keep the level conservative right away. You want the clip peaking somewhere around minus 12 to minus 10 dBFS before you start processing. That gives you room to work. Now in Ableton Live 12, look at the clip in the detailed view and find the main kick and snare transients. Turn on the grid and choose the warp mode carefully. Beats mode is often the better choice for a drum break, because it preserves punch. If the material is a little more complex, you can test complex, but for edit work, beats usually keeps things tighter. Use the transient preserve settings as needed so the break stays musical and doesn't smear. This part matters more than people think. If the break is already hot, every move after that becomes damage control. You end up trimming later just to recover the headroom you lost up front. So give yourself a clean starting point. Next, extract the groove. If the break already has great timing, use that as your reference instead of flattening everything to the grid. You can right-click and extract the groove, then apply it later to MIDI drums or chopped hits. But keep it subtle. In the groove pool, don't go overboard. A timing amount somewhere around 10 to 25% is usually enough, with a little randomization if needed, but not so much that the backbeat starts wandering around. And this is a big point for DNB. The space around the snare is part of the groove. If you overquantize, you lose the bounce. If you overshuffle, you lose the punch. You want movement, but you still want that snare to land with authority. Now let's rebuild the break with fewer layers. Slice it to a drum rack, or use simpler slices and start reconstructing the groove from the parts that actually matter. Don't rebuild every transient. That's one of the fastest ways to waste headroom. Keep the useful pieces, kick, snare, ghost snare, maybe an open hat, and a tiny fill or two. That's enough to keep the vibe alive. A good rule here is this. One main break layer, one snare reinforcement if needed, and maybe one top loop or shaker layer only if the arrangement feels too empty. More layers do not automatically mean more energy. Often they just mean more clutter. And while you're doing that, think in peak clusters, not just average loudness. The problem is often not the whole loop. It's that one snare fill or one stacked hat moment that makes the limiter jump. If one bar feels fine but one little transition hits the ceiling, that's your clue that the edit is too dense in one spot. Before you start adding processing, use clip gain and utility to protect the headroom early. Put utility on the drum group and trim the whole bus down if needed. A good working target is for the drum group to peak around minus 8 to minus 6 dBFS before the bass comes in. If the break is really dense, don't be afraid to pull it down by 3 to 6 dB. And this is one of those subtle producer truths. Use clip gain before device gain. If a slice is too hot, trim the clip first. That way, drum bus, saturator, and any compressors respond more predictably. If you slam everything into the devices and then try to fix it later, the behavior gets messy fast. Now for some tone and impact. Put drum bus on the drum group, but keep it restrained. Start with drive somewhere gentle, maybe 5 to 15%, and don't rush to add boom. For shuffle edits, we want transient control more than brute force. Too much boom can step on the sub and make the kick feel bloated. Use the transient's control to shape the front edge. If the break feels soft, give it a bit more snap. If your slices are spiky, back it off a touch. The idea is to make the drums feel alive without increasing peak level too much. Then, if needed, add saturator after drum bus with soft clip-on and conservative drive. That gives you density and perceived loudness without sending wild peaks into the master. At this stage, check the drum bus with the bass muted. That's a great reality check. If the drums already feel overloaded by themselves, the issue is not the bass yet. The issue is too much transient density or too much top-end buildup. Fix that before you bring the low end back in. Now bring in the bass. And this is where a lot of DNB mixes either lock in or fall apart. Build the bass around the drum pocket, not on top of it. If you're using Ableton stock tools, Operator or Wavetable are both solid choices. Keep the sub clean and mono. Let the movement live in the harmonics above the sub. A simple setup works really well here. Use a sine or near sine for the sub, filtered so it stays below roughly 80 to 100 Hz. Then use a separate mid-bass layer for distortion, movement, and attitude. Group them, and use utility to keep the low end mono. You can also use EQ8 to trim low mids from the mid layer if it starts crowding the drums. The reason this works is pretty simple. The shuffle is living mostly in the transient and upper mid space. The bass owns the low end. If the bass stays controlled and centered, the drums can keep their bounce without fighting for the same energy zone. That's how you get big without getting blurry. Now let's make the edit feel like an arrangement, not just a loop. DNB often feels exciting because it seems to rewrite itself every 4 or 8 bars. You can do that without adding more and more sounds. Use automation, subtraction, and tiny variations. Try this. Bars 1 to 4, full shuffled break and restrained bass. Bars 5 and 6, pull out the kick layer and leave the hats and ghost snare. Bar 7, automate a brief high pass on the drum bus so the groove thins out for a moment. Then bar 8, bring the full drums back with a snare fill and let the bass answer. That little contrast does a lot. You're not increasing density, you're increasing perceived impact. And that's the whole game. You can do the same kind of thing with the bass. Dip it by just 1 or 2 dB for a beat or half a bar before a drum return, or open a filter slightly on the way into the drop. Tiny moves can make the drums land harder without actually making the mix louder. If you want a more old-school feel, you can use beat repeat very sparingly on a percussion return or top layer. Keep it subtle. The point is texture, not chaos. A short burst before the drop can create that classic edited energy without permanently cluttering the groove. Now let's talk stereo width, because this is another place where shuffle can get exciting on headphones and messy in a club. Keep the core break mostly centered. Let the kick and snare stay in the middle. If you have a shaker or top loop, let that be a little wider, but don't widen the entire drum kit. Keep the sub mono too. A good habit is to check your mix in mono from time to time. If the shuffled hats disappear in mono, that's usually a sign they're relying too much on stereo widening instead of actually being programmed well. Fix it with timing, balance, and sound choice before you reach for more width. Now for the fun part, the switch up. In a jungle or old school DNB edit, you don't always need a brand new section. Sometimes you just need a smarter version of the same material. Duplicate the drum clip and make a variation by removing a few hits, moving one ghost note slightly, or reversing a tiny slice. Even a 1/16th shift can make the groove feel fresh. You can try muting the kick for the first half of a bar and letting the snare carry the motion. Or chop the last hat before the snare so the backbeat feels a little more urgent. Or make one bar feel like a mini breakdown by stripping it back to break fragments and a bit of effects. These are small edit moves, but they create real arrangement energy. And here's a really useful mindset. Compare busy versus dense. Busy means there are lots of events. Dense means the events support each other. If you remove one sound from a bar and the groove suddenly gets clearer, that's a good sign. If you remove one sound and everything falls apart, the arrangement may be over-dependent on clutter. For extra attitude, you can build a parallel crush lane. Duplicate the drum group, smash the duplicate with heavy compression or saturator, and blend it in quietly under the clean path. That gives you aggression without destroying the main transient shape. Just keep the dry drums in control and let the parallel layer add weight and grit. A few more pro moves while you're here. Leave the kick quieter than your instincts might want. In jungle and old school DNB, the snare and break character usually sell the energy more than a huge kick does. A restrained kick often makes the whole groove feel faster. Also, carve a little room around 180 to 250 Hz if the drum and bass layers start crowding each other. That zone can build up fast and steal punch from the snare. When you're ready to check the whole thing, put a limiter on only as a meter for loudness, not as a crutch. If it's shaving more than a couple of dB while you're still editing, the track is too hot. Pull the levels back and rebalance. You want the master to have breathing room. Leave a few dB free so later, when you add more arrangement, more bass movement, or a final loudness pass, you're not starting from a crushed place. So the big takeaway is this. Shuffle and DNB should add motion, not steal headroom. Keep the useful hits. Remove the clutter. Use utility, drum bus, saturator, and EQ to shape before things overload. Keep the sub mono and create excitement through edits and automation rather than just piling on more layers. Now here's a quick practice challenge. Set a 15-minute timer. Load a 2-bar shuffled break. Trim it by 3 to 6 dB if needed. Slice it up or edit it directly. Build a loop using one main break, one snare reinforcement, and one hat or top loop. Add a light drum bus and a little saturator. Bring in a simple mono sub. Then make a 4-bar arrangement, full groove, thin out, then return with a fill. Check the master and make sure you still have headroom. If the shuffle still feels energetic when the volume is turned down, you've done it right. If it only feels good when it's loud, then the groove is depending too much on volume instead of arrangement. That's the move. Make it swing, make it breathe, and make it hit without choking the mix.